you like shooting stars, you've come to the right time and place. Autumn is always when they max out. There's not a single major meteor shower between the second week of January and the middle of summer. But suddenly, on the night of August 11th to 12th, the Perseid meteors deliver the year's best, or usually second best, shower, as many as 2 every minute. And that rate of 2 a minute is duplicated in December by the famous Geminids every December 13th to 14th. Some years, not this one, but some years, we get the Leonid meteor shower, which can even give us more. Our best shower of our lives happened in the wee hours of November 18th, 2001, when the Leonids gave us 5 brilliant green shooting stars every minute. And they left behind, most of them did, long, lingering trains that kept glowing, trails that did not go away once the meteor was gone. It kept glowing in the sky. Wow, what a sight. This year we have the Orionids that's been going on all this past week. They peaked on Thursday night, but unlike the Perseids, these do not stop cold turkey once the maximum is reached. They keep going for the entire second half of October. So the next clear night, you can go out and definitely see Orionids. Plus, in the background, beyond the meteors themselves, we have the fact that the background rate of non-meteor shower meteors is 5 an hour. So you get to see those even in between shower meteors, especially between midnight and dawn when the sporadics are maxing out. The meteors this week are all particles from Halley's Comet. How cool is that? The most famous comet in the sky. And they're all pieces of that comet that have spread out along its orbit. We're plowing into that now, and you can see it the next clear night. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.